try and insult him and ignore everything he wants me to do, that whatever I do, God has kept chasing after me and saying, you know, come back to me. And I suppose from 17, my life has been just trying to let God change my life more and trying to surrender all my effort to him, whether I'm trying too hard to be close to him or trying to run away. And I'm getting baptized now because I was baptized when I was a baby, but I'm not sure that that has the element of a kind of conscious confession and commitment to follow God that it might have done. And so, I'm doing it now because I think that there is, I asked you about this, and there's a real power in baptism. But then, no, I'm not going to go on that. That's part of my rant. So I'm really excited about this as a defining moment where I welcome Jesus into my life to transform my life completely and to let go of any last efforts, which will be a lifelong task, trying to let go of everything that I do to get closer to God. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, I think Natalie's going to come now. Is that okay? Should we do all the... We'll do all the testimonies first, I think, and then baptism's after.
Hi. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Natalie. I'm a second year English student at Bristol University, and I've been coming to Alma for about a year and a half now. Before coming here, I'd never really attended a church other than at special occasions because I wasn't a Christian until I came to university. No one in my family is a Christian. When I was younger, I thought there probably was a God, but it wasn't something I particularly worried about too much or devoted much thought to. And when I went to secondary school, a couple of my close friends were Christians, and they invited me along to stuff, including a few evangelical evenings aimed at young people where there were bands playing worship music and there were speakers and chance to ask questions. And I went to these things and I listened, and I was fascinated by what I heard, and I had a lot of respect for the Christians I met there, but I still felt like it wasn't me, that being a Christian was something other people did, not something my family had ever done, and that even if I thought God did exist, I wasn't sure about Jesus and what his relevance was to me, since my life seemed to have been okay up until then without him. And one of my friends, who's the daughter of a minister, suggested doing an Alpha course that her dad was running, but I never got around to it. It wasn't really top of my list and my priorities at the time. And then a bit of a turning point came when I was in sixth form, and my friends and I were doing Duke of Edinburgh Award, and which involves going on walking and camping expeditions. And we became a little bit obsessed with this bloke called Bear Grylls, who's a bit of a television celebrity. He was the youngest Briton to climb Mount Everest, and he makes programs about how to survive in the wild and eat raw animals and things. And one of my Christian friends, who was also doing DV, found out that Bear was giving a talk in London, and he said we could all go and listen to it. And I didn't know at the time that Bear Grylls is a Christian, and that the talk was actually at Holy Trinity Brompton, and was organised by Nikki Gumbel, who developed the Alpha course. And so actually the talk had a very evangelical focus, and it was actually Bear talking about his faith and how he and his wife had done the Alpha course together, and found it a really helpful introduction to Christianity. And I think just seeing someone who's quite high profile and who I really admired talking about their Christian faith and how accessible Alpha is, I was confronted by the fact that I'd been putting off doing it and that I really needed to find out more about God and about Jesus to satisfy that voice at the back of my head. And so I decided when I came to Bristol I'd be a bit more proactive about exploring Christianity. And then in my first few weeks here I met Sam and another friend, Steve, and we were talking about Bear Grylls. And I mentioned that I was thinking of doing an Alpha course, and they were already doing one at Woody's and invited me along, said I could come join them. So I went to Alpha and I listened to the talks and the discussions, and I felt like everything that was said made sense and rang true with me. And there was no bolt of lightning or big moment, but it was more of a gradual process of realization that I really wanted a relationship with God, and that actually he wanted one with me, and that Jesus' death on the cross wasn't just for a select few people who were brought up as Christians and who knew what was going on, but that could be me too. And at the end of the course, Sam said he'd found a really good welcoming church that I could come along to with him, so I came to Alma and never really looked back. And so initially when Stu talked to me about being baptized, I was reluctant because I'm quite aware that I'm still building my relationship with God, and I've still got a lot to learn about his word and his grace and his son, and I didn't feel like I was ready to contemplate baptism. But I prayed about it a lot, and I came to the realization that even though I don't feel like I'm the finished product and the model Christian who knows their Bible inside out that I'd like to be. My baptism is more about confirming that I'm fully committed to this change that's happened in my life and that this process that I'm still undergoing, and that ultimately I want to be that person and live my life for Jesus. And though I wasn't before, I'm willing now to let God have his way with my life, and that's why I chose to be baptized.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you. Amory?
Hi, I apologise to those of you that are surprised that I'm here this morning, which includes me. Every time there's a baptism at church and Stu says, anyone else fancy it? I'm running for the door. So this morning I thought, I know, I'll pack some extra clothes and I'll put them in the car. And then when Stu says that, I can go for it. And then I thought, actually, I've already made the decision. So I phoned Stu at 8:30 this morning. sorry, Stu. I've been at Alma for, I can't remember how long it is, 4 or 5 years now. I've been a Christian since I accepted Jesus as my saviour on the 8th of February 1998. So I apologise for my belatedness in getting baptised. And those of you who all went, but you've already been done. I thank Natalie for her inspiration, because chatting to her this week about being baptised, I felt jealous and thought, actually, I want to do this. I was brought up going to church, for which I'm really thankful to my mum, who's here today. And they did have me christened as a baby. And so that's kind of been one of the barriers. But actually, today I want to make a public commitment in front of all of you that I'm in this with both feet. I want Jesus in my life wholly. And on the church weekend away, in Brunel Mallow recently, when you may have noticed that I turned 30, didn't exactly make a quiet thing of it. I spent some time with God, and there were three words that he really gave me, which were surrender, trust, and live. And I suppose that today is kind of about the surrender. I'm scared because I feel like I'm really giving everything to God, which I've done lots of times before, but actually today I'm doing it publicly and saying this in front of you. Trust, because I do want to just trust in Jesus as I walk with him, and live, because that's what we're here to do. So, yeah, a bit different to what the other guys have said, but thank you for being here to see you.
It's just fantastic, isn't it, how God works in different people's lives in different ways according to their own needs and their own journeys. So we're going to baptise each of them now in turn. And after they're baptised, there'll be somebody's been appointed to begin open prayer for each one, I think, or else we'll just go with the flow. So there'll just be a short time for open prayer for them as they come out of the waters. Okay, brilliant. So I think Sam's going first. So if you'd like to get a better view, please come down. If parents could grab toddlers, that would be good, or crawling babies. Please come forward if you'd like to see better, or stand if you're near the back. There's room up here.
Sam, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world?
With the Lord's help, I will.
Having heard of your repentance and your faith, I now baptise you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Father God, we just thank you for Sam, Father, for for the gift that he is to us as a church. Father, we pray for your spirit to fall on Sam now, Father God, to gift and equip him for life following you. We thank you so much for his testimony so far. And Father God, I thank you that Sam is like a signpost to you, that Father, as he submits each day of his life to you, that he would be like a signpost pointing others to you. Father God, we pray for wisdom in his spiritual life, that you will give him more and more wisdom, Father. We pray that you'll give him discernment. We pray that you will place him always in church fellowships where he's encouraged to use his many gifts. Father, we pray for him in the leadership capacity he's taken on in various areas and see you and here. We ask that you will make him a man after your own heart, Father. We ask that you will raise him up as a leader in your church or in work, in wherever he finds himself, that he will be like a signpost to you, Father. So we ask that you'll fill him now with your Holy Spirit and bless him on this special day and every day of his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Fantastic. Well done, Sam. It's Natalie's turn now.
Natalie, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ? Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the church and to serve him in the world? Having heard of your repentance and your faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
thank you for Natalie. Thank you for her faith and the way that you found her, Lord. I just pray that you would just fill her with your spirit, Lord, that she would just know your love deep into her heart. And Father, I just pray as she walks away today that she'd be walking strongly with you for the rest of her life.
Our Father, thank you for Natalie's family. Thank you for the way that they've loved her and nurtured her and been a sign to her of you. And as you've found your way into her heart, I pray now that they would just continue to love her and enjoy her as she undertakes this new journey, and that she in turn will be such a blessing to them. Amen.
Father, thank you that you have opened Natalie's eyes to see your mercy and your grace, and that she has received Jesus Christ as her Lord. And Father, we pray now that she would, every day as she gets up, continue to receive Jesus as her Lord and Saviour, and continue the rest of her life with her and thankfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Anne-Marie, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you seek to live within the fellowship of the Church and to serve Him in the world?
I will.
Having heard of your repentance and your faith, we now baptise you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fantastic. Well, well done, Anne-Marie, Natalie and Sam, and Stuart and Sarah. And just as we gather ourselves, I think the children are carefully going to leave, like that, in that formation. And we'll just gather ourselves, and then in a few moments we're going to sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. I'm going to sing this song as a reminder of God's grace in our lives. that we were all once lost, and without that spiritual foundation that our hearts long for, but now that we're found because of Jesus and because of the love the Father has, the way that he seeks after us, and the way that I was touched by what I think it was Sam who said, God has been seeking after me, and God seeks after each one of us. And isn't that just so wonderful that he so loves us and is that interested in us? So we're going to stand and sing, and it's the version with the new choruses, just to warn you. So let's stand and sing.